This is a persecution alert from the Voice of the Martyrs Canada. I'm Greg Musselman. Muslim extremists in Ethiopia launched attacks on Christians in the community where Isaias lives. They torched Christian crops, homes, and possessions, and destroyed the church where Isaias and others worshiped Jesus. The Christians fled the area, but later returned and bought land on which to rebuild their church. However, the small group did not have enough money to construct a new building. But with the help of Christians around the world, the funding to rebuild was provided. "It was like a miracle to us," Isaiah said. "We did not expect that we'd be able to rebuild the church soon. But nothing is impossible with God. He gave us the funds." Isaiah and other leaders in the church request prayer that they will be able to continue sharing the good news despite persecution. To receive a monthly magazine from the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, visit our website at vomcanada.com.